AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden marked Memorial Day honoring those who died fighting for their country. Julie Walker has the story.
After laying a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington National Cemetery, President Biden said, "Every year we remember, and every year it never gets easier.
We must never forget the price that was paid to protect our democracy. We must never forget the lives these flags, flowers, and marble markers represent."
It's been almost 2 years since Biden ended the U.S.'s longest war in Afghanistan. The president has taken pride that his administration has overseen a time of relative peace for the U.S. military. I'm Julie Walker.
Later, the president was asked about prospects of Congress approving his deal with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to raise the debt limit and avert default.
"I feel very good about it. I've spoken to a number of the members. I spoke to McConnell. I spoke to a whole bunch of people."
The government could run out of funds to pay its bills next Monday. Weeks after being shot in the head, a teen is trying to bring awareness about brain injuries. Norman Hall has more.
Ralph Yarl, a black teenager who was shot in the head and arm last month after mistakenly ringing the wrong doorbell, walked in a brain injury awareness event Monday in his first major public appearance since the shooting. Yarl, who is 17, suffered a traumatic brain injury when he was shot while trying to pick up his younger brothers in April. Andrew Lester, an 84-year-old white man, is accused of shooting Yarl. Yarl walked with family, friends, and other brain injury survivors at Going the Distance for Brain Injury, a yearly Memorial Day event in Kansas City. His aunt says Yarl has debilitating migraines and balance issues. I'm Norman Hall.
Police in Hollywood, Florida say one person has been detained, 9 injured in a shooting near the beach, another person being sought. This is AP News. An American soldier missing in action in the Korean War, buried today near his Georgia hometown.
Army Private First Class Luther Herschel Story was awarded the Medal of Honor after on September 1st, 1950, the wounded 18-year-old stayed behind to cover his fellow soldiers when they made a desperate retreat as North Korean troops closed in around them. Story's resting place long remained a mystery until the U.S. military revealed in April that lab tests of bones of an unidentified American soldier recovered from Korea in October 1950 matched DNA from Story's closest living relative, a niece, and his niece's late mother. Today, he's buried with military honors at the Andersonville National Cemetery. Story's niece, Judy Wade, says, "I don't have to worry about him anymore." I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.